A digital marketing burnout, Sarah Kirkpatrick shut down her six-figure company and launched a new business mid-pandemic, offering interior decorating and home staging services. She has a retail location in Calgary where she sells consigned and thrifted styled vignettes along with local artisan goods, and she teaches decorating workshops. I'm so intrigued by this pivot that Sarah has made. She's gone from a busy agency owner to gearing down, paring back, and really listening to what her soul needs to bring her joy. And the bonus is that people pay her for it. Be sure to check out the show notes after this episode because Sarah offered a few extra downloads that we didn't mention, one for Airbnb owners and another one for budgeting for your decor. Here's Sarah.
You're listening to Square Peg Entrepreneur, a podcast of stories and inspiration from personal brands who are disrupting their industries and doing business their own way. And now your host, Nikki Takahashi.
From the marketing world, where you really dominated in our city for so many years. What was it? Almost a decade, right?
9 years I closed down. Yep.
Yeah. And then suddenly, and delightfully, a pivot in a totally different direction. And I loved watching it evolve on social media. But tell me how that change came about for you.
I mean, it was a slow burnout, I think, like most marketers. But where the real decision was made was I actually, over COVID, I mean, I'm a cliche COVID pivot, but I got an email from a marijuana company and they wanted to spend $20,000 on marketing. And I just did not want to do it. I just thought that sounds like the worst way to spend my life. And I decided that not because of the industry, I just didn't want to do the marketing work anymore. And so I thought if I'm turning down $20,000 projects in a pandemic, it's probably not the way I should be going. So I pass it off to another company I know. And I decided that I need to sort of sit down and decide what I wanted to do. If I got an email, what would that email say that would make me happy?
So, okay. So you made the comment that this happens often in the marketing industry. So, you know, you have other peers that burnout has happened to as well?
Yeah, especially in the social media portion of marketing, just the continuous upkeep of what's new and what's happening and how long it takes to make reels. And just especially for us that are agency side and we're working for multiple companies and they are at different savvy levels. And so it's just a lot to be making all the posts and getting approval and they don't always come with approval or there's lots of changes and, oh, I want to be on TikTok now. How do we do that? Oh, you have to be involved. I can't be. Okay. I'll try. It's just social media is a lot of work, with big payoff, but it definitely leads to burnout when you're the one behind the computer every day.
Oh yeah. And if your client isn't the type that likes to create those dances and those videos themselves. Yeah, that's a lot of work on the agency's part and difficult too, because when it comes to personal branding, it's hard to communicate a style and a personality when you're on the outside, right?
Yeah. We usually just ended up barely getting a Google Drive folder with some images in it. And they're like, hey, thanks. Bye.
So I admire the fact that you just said, whoa. And tell me about the transition, because you go from this high producing mega agency now to like a solopreneur type of a situation. So what was that transition like? How did you ease out of that business and into this new one with grace and in a way that felt good for your soul?
Yeah, I did both for a while. And that's how I got into my business in the first place, was working at a magazine and then doing my marketing stuff in the evening. And I liked how that felt to not just bail. So for about a year while I did my new courses and schooling and started with some friends and family projects, I tried to do both of them at the same time. I didn't actually, I finished my decorating school and staging about when did the pandemic start? Right at the beginning, about 2 years ago. And I didn't get rid of my very last Jumping Elephant client until January of this year. So it was a slow ease where the percentage kind of just slowly shifted from one to the other.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So for somebody looking to that transition, that's what you would say, just kind of overlap them for a bit and ease out and ease into the next one.
That's good. Yeah, I think so. Especially, you know, I wanted to maintain relationships and see projects through. And I didn't have a fallback. So I didn't want to just dive in and it not work. And so I wanted to test the market a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Good for you. And did you have interior decorating or interior design experience before this? Or you were just taking the course? That was your first time in there?
Yeah, well, I flipped my house. So when I bought my first house, my dad and I flipped it completely, total gut job and rebuild. And I really loved it. And then about a year and a bit ago, my husband, we sold his rental property and we flipped it before we sold. And I think that rental property was when I started thinking about it, because I remember being like, I want to do this. I'll front the money because I want a portfolio if I go into design. So right. I don't actually remember when that triggered. I just remember wanting it for a portfolio. So I must have already been thinking about it.
Mm-hmm. It's funny how, you know, because we come from a similar design marketing background, but I did early on, before I knew that branding was a thing, I did interior decorating and got a diploma in that. So I think it's kind of a natural sequence for people with an aesthetic skew, right? To get those environmental, the nice feeling, the branded feeling, and whether it's in an environment or on a website or in a personal clothing and image, I mean, they all kind of work together. And I can see that you're kind of that package.
Yeah, absolutely. I've actually been trying to find a way to mix marketing and design because my degree, I have 6 years of marketing schooling and 9 years of experience that I don't want to just like throw in the garbage. So I've been looking more into Airbnb design. And so really what an Airbnb design is a personal brand for that property, just physically brought to life. And so I really love the idea of being able to create a design with marketing in mind, almost solely. I mean, it's all about Instagrammable properties and creating great experiences for clients. And then I can also help them, you know, put their travel guide together and their signage and market the Airbnb, create the listing on Airbnb. And so I feel like that's a really nice merriment, as well as commercial spaces. I have a client right now and we just created a custom wallpaper out of her logo. And so like just branding the space really feeds my marketing soul at the same time.
Yeah, it really ties in. Okay. You mentioned the retail space and I know you're moving into a retail space. I got goosebumps as I said that, because that feels like somewhat risky, somewhat exciting. Not everybody wants to take on retail space right now. What made you decide that?
Everyone is leaving and I'm trying to get in. I'm like a firefighter running into a burning building.
Yeah, exactly.
Honestly, it was, I have a huge obsession with thrift shopping and garage sales. And I just bring back so much stuff because I do staging. And so I'm always looking for just nice little pieces I can use in people's homes. And when our basement started to get really full, my husband's like, you either have to sell it or you have to find a way to make, or you have to not shop anymore or find a way to make money. And so I was like, well, I guess I'll open the store and sell it there. Because I'm not stopping my shopping. So
good for you. Yeah. And so this retail space, so like you said, there's so much opportunity for mm-hmm. retail locations now. Where did you decide to go and why?
We looked at a couple places, but the one that It's like when you're buying a house, when you walk in, you just know. This one is up in the same building as the Inside Avenue Antique Mall on Blackfoot. Mm-hmm. And, it's the perfect place because people are already going there looking to buy decor and home furnishings, and they have a pretty big audience that I can feed off of. But I offer something very different. I don't do vintage or consignment. I don't do vintage and antique. I do consignment decor that's newer, fresher, kind of like a secondhand home sense. So easier to stage with, easier to swap into your home, not really high value pieces for antique appraisals. And so I think it just offers something different to people that are in the area. And we get possession July and we're doing a build out. So I've redesigned the space and we're going to be fully implementing that throughout July.
Exciting. So you get to do the shopping at the thrift stores and all these, right? To not only feed your business, but also mm-hmm. help others who don't have the time to garage sale and thrift and all those fun things that I love to do too. It's fun, but you're putting it all in one location for them.
I am. Yeah. And a lot of it I'm hoping will become more consignment so that what I thrift and find at garage sales just supplements people's consignment. So what I do, which is different than most flippers, because I don't like to consider myself a flipper of decor, is I create styled vignettes, I call them, or arrangements or bundles. So I take two or three pieces and style them together to show how they would be styled. And my goal is that at least two of those three pieces are people's consigned items. And then I have thrifting items that I can pull in to complete the package for people.
Ever feel like your brand is invisible? That even though you know you're awesome, no one else can see it? We get it. We've worked with clients just like you, experienced personal brand entrepreneurs who have great ideas and services, but don't know how to elevate their brand to the next level of visibility. That's why we created Unseen to Unforgettable, a 60-day brand transformation package that will help you articulate, differentiate, and elevate your entire brand presence. It includes everything you need for strategy and growth, things like custom messaging, brand styling, and a website designed just for you. Let's reveal your brand's unique edge and take you from unseen to unforgettable. Just visit fetchingfin.com and schedule a call with me to get started. That's fetchingfin.com.
What makes for a good consignment item?
Oh, I mean, clean and not cracked is the hardest stuff to find. But I find that people are lacking just ornamental sculptures. And even in staging, it's really what we're always trying to find. People have so many vases, they have lots of candle holders, but it's always that third little item for the trio that you put on a book that has a cool shape, a cool texture, just something that draws interest. And it really finishes a vignette off. Also books. So I'm always looking for big hardcover coffee table books because I use them to stack for different heights. And if they're really ugly, you can just pull the sleeve off and use the physical bound book because it's usually just a solid color. And it just really creates height in design. So looking for big hardcover books and nice little sculptural pieces.
You always give such good tips. And this reminds me of the workshops that you used to do on social media. So mm-hmm. is the teaching element going to be part of this new venture as well? I've seen you talking about thrift store shopping, I think in thrift stores on video, right? Yeah. So are you continuing that as well?
I am. So we're doing, my basement is currently full of samples right now. So I'm very much looking forward to getting the space. And my space is divided into retail side and like a boardroom style, which we're calling the design lab. And in the design lab, we're doing design workshops and I have countertop samples, tile samples, paint, flooring, like all of the things. And my students will be building their own design board. So they're going to come in with a room in mind and we're going to pull samples and create a flat lay for them that they can work off of for their own design projects.
Wow. So would this be appropriate for somebody building a new home as well as somebody doing renos and just trying to give their place a facelift? It's for everyone?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's more reno focused. When you do new builds, usually the builder has very specific choices to make unless you're going fully custom. For custom homes, even then, you're generally working with an interior designer who would be doing that, because it'd be pretty risky, I think, to build a full custom home without the input of a designer. So I'm really focusing on renovations, residential renovations, people that want to put a facelift on their dining room or redesign their kitchen. And then we can really just focus on one room at a time, because it's only going to be about 4 hours and we're going to learn a lot in that time. And at the end, you'll get a nice picture of your flat lay and a description of all of the samples that you've chosen in case you want to go and buy them. But I think it would be too much to try to do a new build.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I love the way that you speak about your businesses, regardless of the industry that you're in, because it always seems like you have such a solid plan and you've got your shit together. So tell me, is it always like that? Like, what's the road like as you're planning and maneuvering these things? What's the real story?
The real story is I'm very good at planning and starting things. I'm not so good at seeing them through and finishing them. So ask me in a year. But no, I have an intern and a part-time design assistant who have definitely been helping me. I can shovel things off to them after I've sort of completed the concept and they can help me see it through. And I know that's where my gap is. In the rocket fuel, I'd be considered a visionary. So bigger pictures, big planning, less details. So I definitely know where my blind spots are, and I'm working on filling those in. But that is, yeah, I'm very good at talking it up, and I have to walk it.
No, I don't mean that. You are so real on social media and honest about, you know, the journey. So, I just find it so, so endearing and engaging to know that you have your stuff together, but it's very realistic behind the scenes too. And like you said, there are gaps to identify and fill. So pulling back, because you've worked with so many different clients in so many different industries and different capacities, what would be your advice to somebody who is looking to make a change and trying to find maybe gaps in an industry or a way that they can step into their own style, presence, flavor, something that feels so good? Because I think you found that in your new endeavor.
You know, I live by the concept of find out what you love and find a way to make money doing it. And so I think you have to, the marketing in me is going to hate what I'm about to say, but, but I don't always think it's about finding a gap in the market and filling it. I think it's about finding what you love to do and finding the people that want that. So I think it's obviously a balance. If what you love to do is so niche that obviously no one else in the world is going to pay you for it, then, you know, that's another thing. But I like to think about MLMs. Every person that hops onto an MLM train is not creating a new niche. And yet some of them are so successful. And it has a lot to do with just the story they create around their brand. And I mean, you can speak more to this. All million of them are selling the exact same product, and yet some really stand out. And I think that has a lot to do with branding and just the story they've created. So even if you're doing something that other people are doing, you just have to find a way to connect and do a better job branding it, marketing it. If you love to do that thing, I think that's a better route for you long run than trying to fit in somewhere that maybe isn't in alignment.
Mm-hmm. All right. So with that marketing mindset and your new business, how can we expect to see you standing out a little bit differently as you promote this venture?
For the design side, I'm definitely promoting my marketing background as a differentiating factor, because I can look at properties even for staging a little bit differently in that marketing lens. And then just honestly for the store, there is not a consignment decor store yet. There's a furniture store that sells decor, and there's another one that does clothing and decor mix. And they're both wonderful stores, and I shop there. But there is not just a solely design-focused, elevated consignment store for those that don't want to go through the thrift shop. They don't want to find all the knickknacks. They want kind of pre-curated, pre-designed consignment and a place to flip so they can drop their stuff off, pick up something new for their coffee table, and maybe learn some design elements along the way. So it's just a new thing in Calgary.
You're exactly right. For many years, I often thought you get tired of the decor in your home and you need to freshen it up. But it is an investment to go out mm-hmm. in time and in money, right? To go out and find those pieces. And I've often thought I need to get my friends together and let's just put all the stuff that's in our garage in a big pile and swap it. And that's essentially what you're doing, except I don't run the risk of going over to my friend's house and seeing the picture that I hated seeing, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's funny you say that. I was actually talking with a friend about an event that we could put on at the store where it is like a clothing swap like that, where we get a few people together, you sign up and they just bring stuff in and we do a swap there. And then the store will also put in a few items as a donation to it and really just host that for people. So that there'll be some events in the store that I'm great at thinking of and I'm going to tell my assistant to help me bring it to life.
Right. But now you have the space to do those things, right? Mm-hmm. And that's part of the problem, yeah, for many businesses. So,
yeah.
Well, this is so exciting. And your location is opening in August. So I'm sure once this airs, it will be August. So our listeners need to run down. This is in Calgary, by the way, in downtown Calgary. So they need to run down and take a look at Sarah's shop. Where can they go to get information on your shop or your services?
Yeah, so my website is unshelfdesign.com. And at the very bottom, I do have the little newsletter subscription for notification of the store launch. I don't really do a newsletter. Sorry, marketing people. yet. But right now I'm using it for people that want to be notified about stuff in the store specifically. And then I'm also on Instagram and Facebook and Pinterest and YouTube. Unshelf Design.
Which sounds like a lot until you realize you used to do that for 50 clients and now you just get to do it for one, yeah. Right? And
it's so nice. Right? I don't have to get approval. It's like...
Where did the name come from? Love the name, Unshelf Design.
Yeah, actually, I was sitting down with a friend of mine and we were originally thinking of putting on a marketing workshop called Unshelf, really just about unshelfing your potential. And then I got out of the marketing game and I wanted to do design and I reached out to her and asked if she minded if I used that name and she said no problem. So it's kind of the concept of unshelf your home's potential, like take the things down off the shelf, refresh, you know, regather yourself. So
that's perfect.
Yeah, I loved it.
And the .com was available. So we all do a happy dance when we see that too.
I don't know if there's a lot of unshelves out there.
Wonderful. Thanks so much for your time and your energy. And I wish you so much success in this new venture. And can't wait to watch it unfold on social media too.
Thank you so much.
This has been Square Peg Entrepreneur. If you enjoyed our show, please let us know by leaving a review and subscribing on your favorite podcast platform. For free resources and materials, visit squarepegentrepreneur.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening.